Okay, we're going to get David's flooring story here for Black Crowes tickets, to get in the running for some Black Crowes tickets. If you got a really good story about something weird involving flooring, a find when you tore up the flooring, or
how you ruined it,
or how it got wrecked or whatever. Let's talk to Don here. Is this Don real quick first? All right, Don's got a brush with the Black Crowes story. Is this in Vancouver? Where was this?
Theater in Vancouver, and it was actually probably about 17 years ago, if anyone recalls when the Black Crowes.
Okay, so 17 years ago, you are outside of the venue, and you say this is like minutes before the Crowes show starts. You see what?
We see Chris Robinson coming up from Hastings Street behind the Queen Elizabeth Theater with two security bouncers beside him on each side. But we assumed that he was one of those dudes that just kind of dress up like the band when they go to the show. You know, people get nostalgic, whatever.
Yeah.
But as we're sitting there having a cigarette behind, we watch him come up, and we're dumbfounded because he cannot walk. He's got two of these guys lifting him up. He is flat wasted.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is minutes before the show.
Seconds before the show, boys.
Yeah. Well, how was he on stage then?
It was the Queen Elizabeth Theater, so it was a rather drab show, we'll just say. More of like a
sit-down affair, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just say. But then we got in the show, and then we're all sitting on the floor. And then, actually, announced, we're trying to tell everybody who we saw around back, and no one's believing us. And then the entire Black Crowes just tend to walk out onto the Queen Elizabeth floor into the lounge with us, and then proceed to have beers with us as I'm looking at Chris Robinson wasted.
Yeah. I don't know if he still hits it hard like that, but he had that reputation.
I met him one time on the streets of Seattle, and that was cool. They were on the cover of the Rolling Stone, and I got a great picture of me, him, and him autographing the cover of the Rolling Stone. But speaking of autographs, David is on the line. And David sent us a text, 733-5476, about a cool flooring story. Good morning, David. Let's recap what you found under the carpet.
This will get you entered for some Black Crowes tickets if you got a good, any kind of good flooring story. Well, let's hear it, David.
Yeah, good morning. I bought a house about 20 years ago in Stanwood, and I was redoing the carpet in the bedrooms, and when I tore up the carpet in the last bedroom, there was two baseball cards under there and some plastic coverings there. And I'm like, what the heck is this? And I looked at them, and it was a Babe Ruth card and a Mickey Mantle card, and they were both signed.
Signed Babe Ruth and Mantle cards.
Yeah, so I took them. I sold the Babe Ruth card for $12,000. It's probably worth a lot more than that, but I just needed the money. And
yeah, probably
$12,000.
And when the Mantle's probably worth a lot of money too. What did you hang on to the Mantle, or did you sell that?
Yep, I still got that. I gave it to my pops, so now, he still has it.
And in talking to you yesterday about kind of feeling out the story a little bit, did I understand right that, okay, so you found the first one, and then the people that used to own the house came back and tried to get in and look for the cards? They realized they'd left them behind?
Right. I was at work, and I came home, and I was like, what the heck? My door was unlocked, and I never do that, leave it unlocked. And so I started looking around to see what the heck, and if anybody was in there, be prepared. And I saw some padding, some carpet and padding on the floor there. So I went into the bedrooms, and the one where I found the baseball cards, the flooring was all, or the carpet was all tore up. It's kind of obvious what happened.
Yeah, looking for those cards.
Yeah, they're looking for the cards. I just did a quick scan online. I mean, there's some Ruth cards that are going for $30,000 and some for $14,000.
But you imagine 20 years ago that,
You might have been right.
You did all right.
Yeah, you might have been okay with that. You might not have undersold it for too much, but now, yeah, it's probably worth a little bit more than that. Those Mantle cards, though, especially if those are rookie cards, those things are worth like well into the six figures.
We'll put you in the drawing for those Black Crowes tickets.
Hold on there, dude. Oh, there was a 60 Minutes did a piece the other day about this knucklehead. Speaking of baseball memorabilia, this guy who led a ring of thieves in the Northeast, and they mostly stole baseball memorabilia. And they broke into the Yogi Berra Museum. Yogi Berra won like 11 World Series, And in his museum somewhere out in the Northeast, they have all of his world championship rings on display, and they're gold rings. And these knuckleheads, and they know baseball memorabilia. They know the value of it. They go in there and they steal a bunch of these rings. And once they have them, they realize, yeah, you know what? We really can't sell these things because everybody's going to. So they melt these rings down. They melt down the gold, and they got pennies on the dollar for what they were worth because they realized once they had them, they couldn't do anything with them. And these same knuckleheads stole valuable paintings, and the same thing happened to them. They're like, we got them. Now we can't sell them because nobody's going to buy these things. And so they destroyed them or held on to them or whatever. But, what are you going to do?
Pair them up in threes and sell them.
Yeah, once you got them. So you can text us or email Brad and John at KISM.com, 360-733-5476. You got a good flooring story? You want some tickets to the Black Crowes? We got them for Monday night.
Hey, it's more Brad and John next.
KISM.